Welcome to The Ship Show. Your host, Jeff Newbarth, and his co-host, I actually have no idea, so enjoy.
Welcome to The Ship Show, part of the Callaway Podcast Network. Jeff, Lex, Finley, subscribe, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and breaking news, Finley, we are also now available on the THP mobile app.
Wow!
We're big time.
The phone number to reach us, 760-804-GOLF, 760-804-4653. Email us, shipshow@callawaygolf.com. Yeah, JB and I had a very, very tough negotiation to try to get us into that. And what, I don't know if you know this, Finley, but JB does not like heights. JB does not like windy roads. Oh. So that's why we had the bus go over the mountain. And the reward was, JB, if you agree to host the ship show, every single one in the THP mobile app, which does audio and video, you will get to stop at Dairy Queen. And JB couldn't
resist
that.
That's why we stopped at Dairy Queen?
Yeah, because we had to get our podcast in the THP mobile app, and we were trying to think, what is the way that's going to convince JB?
Wow.
Like, some people, you know, you bribe them with golf clubs. Some people, you bribe them with, like, a fine
but
dining
all it takes
experience.
Is a blizzard.
JB, it's a blizzard at Dairy Queen.
All right. Good to know.
But can I give him a little shout out? He's joined Team Keto.
What?
Really?
Wow.
And so far he's shedding quite a bit of weight. At the PGA show, you may not recognize JB. The only way you'll recognize him is the quarter zip is going to be way too big for him.
I've been known to throw out a wager or two.
Yeah.
I would say there is a high probability, and I love JB. There is not a chance in hell that he's going to still be on that diet come PGA show.
Well, if there's anything that's going to motivate him to stay on it, it's going to be despite you. Why don't you and him work out offline
what
the exact terms of the bet? Or if you guys have ideas for what the Finley JB keto bet should be, it could either be, does he stay on it? Is it a target weight by a certain time? Is it a target weight by the granddaddy next year? ShipshowCallawayGolf.com. All right. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of kind of podcasts as we're getting into December, and this is not just the last podcast of the year for us, it's the last podcast of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that make it sound important?
Oh. It does.
Yeah. So Lex and I talked the other day, like, you know, are we going to do like a year in review special? Are we going to like recap the year? Are we going to pick our favorite guests? And we just said, no, we're just going to do another show.
Just a regular show.
Yeah.
Kind
so
of.
You
so
wanted
much work that
well,
is
a regular
that.
Ship show.
I thought that's why I was here, because I was your favorite.
Did we say that?
We said Finley was a great fit because he like is other than us, he's the most consistent co-host.
And he's actually here today.
And
there's not
here.
A lot of people here today.
That's
attendance
true.
Is dwindling. as we
and
get
it,
to the
I
end
was
of the
gonna
year.
Say
By
slowly,
tomorrow's
but
gonna
surely.
Be like it's gonna
but
be
but
like,
it's not slow. Everyone has like dropped off the face of the earth, and I think it's gonna be vacant on Monday.
I don't know. Well, yeah, we're closed Monday.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not.
It's the 23rd.
Oh, sweet. I'll be in here on Monday.
Yeah,
I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, good. That,
but that's about it for me. But
you should go play golf.
No, it's a work day, Lex. The company's open. Jason and I will be in here working.
Yeah.
Grinding.
Yeah.
Grind session.
Yeah. Okay. You know what would be interesting, though? Maybe we can go product test some stuff.
There, yeah.
Golf ball related.
That's work.
Yeah.
That is work, Lex.
We have a lot of golf ball stuff coming that we can't really talk about.
No.
All right. We do want to make this clear. We have not even had one conversation about who the co-host is for next year.
No.
So I have a question about this.
Yeah.
So who is the selection committee?
That's it's secret.
Okay.
Secretive. We have to protect their identities.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bigger than you think, because you probably think it's just me or me and Lex, but it's larger than that group.
It has to be bigger.
Yeah. It's larger than that group. And quite frankly, the selection committee has its work cut out for it. Because I don't think anybody has like completely like blown the committee away in a way like, oh my God, this is like a slam dunk no brainer. Did you just spill?
No.
All right.
I didn't.
But yeah, the committee has gone.
So there's nobody that I can focus a bribe on or
I mean
know.
I would start with Lex and I.
Okay.
But the committee is very qualified, which kind of surprised me. And the committee is not just made up of internal Callaway employees. We went to some neutral partial. You know how just like the NCAA, how they'll occasionally ask like Condoleezza Rice to be on the college football committee? We asked her to be a part of this committee and she declined. But we found a few people who did accept our opportunity to be part of the committee and are listening feverishly to auditions to kind of see what they can do.
All right. Well, if there's anybody that I can talk to,
What's interesting is Nev's tried to nominate his kids for the committee. But we didn't let that happen. We said there's no relatives.
No comment. Well, how about this? I did hear yesterday, and this shocked me because now there are two Nevilles in this company.
There are?
What? Yes. I thought you were going to say something else. Go on.
We have another Neville in the building. Really? Yes, he works on the OGO team. New hire.
What? Are they related?
No.
Are they friends?
Not yet, but I'm guessing they will be.
Oh.
I wonder if he also has the same birthday as D-Nevs and I.
That'd be a hell of a podcast.
That'd be crazy.
Two Nevilles. I would definitely listen to that one. All right. Couple things we actually want to cover on this.
Yeah.
No matter the holiday, there is likely gift giving happening in your life.
That's what I wrote.
Jason and I have had a lot of conversations about the holidays.
Yes.
I already got the best gift I'm going to get this year, I think. Lex and Trevor replaced the mic that blocked me with a new mic. So if you're watching on YouTube, by the way, when we do the new intro with Amanda, we should probably do something to mention the YouTube as well.
Okay.
Because we do want people to watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
The videos are sometimes they're quite entertaining. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have a new mic stand. So that's super exciting. That's probably a gift I'm going to get. But free ChromeSoft personalization is always a great gift. That mm-hmm. ends on December the 31st.
Right.
I've ordered Tyler Sheehan some that just say Man of Action on the side.
Mm.
So that was my gift to him because I think he deserved that.
You know, for when we made up all those nicknames,
mm-hmm.
I think the one that we struggled with the most...
Turned out to be the best one.
Turned out to be the best one. And not in the way that we had intended it to be.
That 1030 Tony.
1030 Tony turned out to be a real thing.
1030 Tony.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
I might need to order some ChromeSoft for Daniel Burns and just put details on it.
That would be good. For Wally. What about for Wally?
For Wally? Well, I wouldn't want to give Wally Daniel's dog golf balls because Wally likes to eat everything.
We should give Wally apples.
Yeah, we learned yesterday Wally didn't like pears.
Nope.
I gave him a pear.
No.
And he you know, this is a dog who's eaten literally everything. He's
famous.
Does the dog jump too?
No.
No, the dog, well, you know, that's not true. The dog does jump because Daniel's told me a story. His daughter's birthday cake was on the kitchen counter.
Oh, correct.
And Wally jumped up on the counter to eat his daughter's birthday cake.
Yes, that is
so
true.
To the point where Daniel's wife puts things on top of the fridge and Wally's actually gotten them down from the top of the fridge.
He's huge.
Can Daniel jump over Wally?
Oh, easily.
For sure.
Easily. Yeah. Daniel has some of the best hops we've ever seen.
Yes.
We're going to put some of those on social media soon. All right, let's go through. Lex, starting with you, golf gifts for our families.
Well, my dad is like, me working here is like his favorite thing in the whole world. So he's getting some golf gifts this year.
Don't say what they are.
I can't because he listens to this podcast.
That'd be really crappy.
He's getting some golf gifts. My mother, who I don't think she listens as avidly, is going to get a hat from the Hideaway.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
I think that's a golf gift.
All right, well, I hope they're not listening together in the car, or you've yet again ruined the gift giving
right.
for me, family.
That has been 2019 for me.
Yeah,
I have, like, ruined all gifts.
Yeah, I figured Lex would just do, like, charitable donations at this point in college career. How about you? The boys and Vicky? Vicky probably does not want anything to do with golf gifts from you.
No, she doesn't. And I'd say in general, we're kind of over golf gifts because I don't want them buying me golf gifts either.
No.
So
I tend to think other than personalized golf balls and potentially clothing, golf gifts are really, really tough to get.
Yeah.
Just because it's just one of those things people want to kind of pick their own thing out.
Yep.
And even just the littlest detail of a grip being wrong or mm-hmm. anything like this. Or I don't know if you listened, or you said you did listen with Maverick and I.
Yes.
But like when he was on the fitting room
and
with
Lex.
Us. And Lex. But I did like 11 things with Maverick. I can't remember who was there.
Just don't leave her out.
On the fitting room, we talked about hard stepping of shafts and he hard steps his irons.
Okay.
So I was thinking of maybe like getting hard stepping for people for gifts because most people don't even know what that is. But it sounds like it's the new rage. And then if they don't like it, they just take it back and get soft stepping.
Oh my gosh.
That's a whole nother gift.
Listen to the fitting room.
I will.
Listen to the fitting room. All right. What, anything good you are getting them? Because your boys don't listen to this.
No, my
Vicky
boys
certainly doesn't listen
to
this.
No, none of my family listens to this. I think the only person that is getting golf gifts from me is my father, and it's Travis Apparel. He loves it. So, in fact, recently he showed up at a party at our house wearing the same shirt that I had on that day.
Oh, nice. My gosh.
Nice. Needless to say, I had to change my shirt.
No, I love a matching moment.
No.
Not okay. Between Jason and his dad.
No.
I like getting the Travis stuff for Trevor because uh-huh. his initials are TM.
Yes. Oh.
It just
so
kind
good.
Of goes together. He had a little belt waiting on his desk when he got in there today.
There he is.
People have finally seen Trevor.
Yep.
He's headed back to Arizona in moments, which is why he really wants this podcast to get moving. I don't think I got anybody.
Maybe he'll listen on the way to Arizona.
Well, it depends if he edits it in time.
Well, or there's plenty of other fantastic content from the Callaway Podcast Network that you could listen
to. There are. I've been listening to a lot of them lately. Yeah. I've been deep diving on Chef Jason's Shitty Chef Driven Podcast.
Yeah.
One fun fact, on the logo, the microphone blocks two of the letters, so some people are having a hard time finding the podcast.
Oh, no.
Because they don't know what those two letters are. The word shitty, people. We're blocking the two T's. Yeah. You can figure it out. I didn't get anyone. I'm trying to think. I have mostly wrapped up my holiday shopping. I haven't wrapped anything. And our guest room looks like Amazon's storage locker. There's just, because I just did everything on Amazon this year. There's just tons and tons and tons of stuff. I did get smart, and Landon, so I was down with Landon last weekend and Amelia, and Landon had a soccer tournament, which I talked about, I think the other day.
I heard you had some issues with some parents.
Yeah, just a
something
little
that I'm very familiar with.
Yeah, we're going to get into that one dad in a second before we go further. But Landon has a soccer bag that he probably has traveled with maybe for four seasons.
Oh, wow.
And he keeps his cleats in there, and he keeps his goalie gloves in there.
Ooh, that's two of the stinkiest things there are.
So I found this one. I found this one on Amazon that actually has a separate compartment for gloves and cleats that gets air.
Yeah.
So thank God. That's so I'm going to talk about this one parent. I wish I knew his name, but his kid goes to Fruit Cove Middle School. You know who you are, Dad. That they took a late lead. The sportsmanship in this game was, and this whole tournament was crap from minute one, and the coaches should be embarrassed. The one coach on another team got a yellow card for taunting. Like this is I literally am watching this and thinking like this is out of a movie. Where are the hidden cameras coming? I'm pissed I didn't video this coach the entire time and some of the shenanigans.
Could have gone viral.
It would have gone absolutely viral. But so Fruit Cove ends up taking a 3-2 lead and look, it was very highly contested. There's one kid on Landon's team, they go to Landrum, one kid who's really, really good, a really good goal scorer, and he was just getting abused by the other team. They were just knocking him over. They were just basically saying, you ain't gonna beat us, kid. And I have no problem with that strategy.
No.
Like that's actually
part of it.
That's part of it. But like the parents on the sideline were then taunting this kid each time that he was getting knocked over, and it was just really getting out of control and just pathetic. So anyway, so they score, they take a 3-2 lead, and a ball by Landrum is kicked out of bounds towards the parent section. There's no bleachers or anything. It's just kind of standing on the side of a park.
Yeah.
And I'm standing by Amelia and just basically trying to make sure she doesn't get drilled by a ball because the ball's coming pretty hard. And this dad is going to get the ball, and he's going to give the ball to the Fruit Cove kid to throw in, right? And I get it. Part of it, the gamesmanship is you take your time or whatever. So the dad, all the other parents yelling, take your time, go slow, tie your shoe. It's like, really? The dad bends down to tie his shoe, and he's wearing loafers. And he sits there, for like probably 10 seconds. Wait. So I conjured up my best Finley, and I just said to him, like, hey, sir, I'm like, congratulations. I know this middle school semifinal is going to mean a lot to you future. And if nothing else, you've proven that you've clearly lost in sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen from a parent. And you should be embarrassed. And if that's how you got to win, God bless you. But let's just maybe let the kids out there have fun and try to enjoy this a little bit.
I tell you what, it's so sad to see. And, you know, I get fired up. Right. Yeah. And I'm into my kids and all that, but never to that level. And where I get the most upset is that's what they're teaching their kids.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's one thing if, you know, I'll get more frustrated with a referee and, you know, things like that. And my wife always gets mad at me. But my point on the referee is they're there getting paid to do a job.
Yeah.
And if they're bad at their job, if I'm bad at my job, then different kind of deal. But I more than anything else, to see poor sportsmanship, and you see it a lot in like high school sports and AAU basketball is obviously bad, same kind of thing in soccer, and you see so much of that, and you feel bad for the kids because that's, you know, that it it influences them and how they're going to be life.
Yeah. So then fast forward about 3 minutes left further in the game. There's probably about 10 minutes left at this point. There's a group of high school kids who had younger siblings on the Fruit Cove team. And again, the kid who's the goal scorer just got absolutely flattened. I mean, literally, he was going for a shot. The ref didn't call it. Again, it's a judgment call. Because if you're the offensive player, I don't want to get too technical because Ian's not in here. But like if you leave your feet, technically you lose the protection of the rule. So whatever. I don't care about that part. Yep. The only thing I kind of care about a little bit is safety.
Yeah,
so
if like you're purposely trying to hurt somebody.
So after this kid just absolutely gets leveled, the high school kids watching yell, "Finish him next time."
Oh.
And so I just looked and I said, "Hey, stop." I'm like, "Finish him next time." I'm like, "Come on, dude." And then this other dad, not the shoe tying one who didn't even have laces, goes, "Hey, their high school kids are just trying to have fun." I'm like, "Having fun is what they've been doing the whole game." I said, "Finish him," kind of cross the line.
Telling them to like level and I said, somebody and is I
said,
awful. Yeah,
and I said, "If that's your kid," I said, "A, you should be disciplining him for that. B, you should be embarrassed."
Yeah.
And then they didn't say a word the rest of the game. So that was my weekend.
Nice.
And it's just one of those things. I always call Jason after these because he's one of the only people who can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I share the similar thing with refereeing. The only thing I will say is in soccer, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because if you think about this, especially in middle school, you have, 22 kids on a full length field who can't control their bodies because they're middle school kids. They're not skilled enough.
Awkward.
They also can't police it themselves because they're all doing the jersey grabbing, the fake flop all that stuff. That's fine. But like the pros know how to police it to a point and they kind of like knock it off and they kind of keep it under control. The only time that I get a little frustrated sometimes is like I said before, safety, or when the linesman will call something to try to help them out and the ref kind of like overrules it from like 100 feet away because there's no way they can see.
No.
But I always look at it this way. If they're refing middle school soccer, they probably aren't that great.
No, it's like what I said to you about the guy doing play-by-play for the high school basketball game that I was listening to last night. There's a reason why he's doing high school basketball.
Yeah. All right.
Which I love that they had it, though.
Yeah. So Lex is insistent on me and you trying to get a little more in the holiday spirit. Yesterday was not our day for that.
I'm in. I'm the one out watching our celebration yesterday, and I had to send you a video.
Enjoy that, but Lex is saying 'tis the season to tune up our golf games, which I like that. Maverick McNeely was on the show Tuesday. If you haven't listened to that episode, go check that one out. And he was talking about his offseason, which is really, really brief, and that he's kind of tuning things up, getting his equipment dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
He had some really, really incredible iron testing that I got to watch a little bit, and we did some content with him on it. That's really, really cool. But I want to ask you guys, we'll start with you, Jason. What part of your golf game are you looking to tune up, I would say, in the offseason? Because we have our next big event in February around here. The one that you always host that we get to attend locally.
Well, that's actually January.
Oh, it's January?
Yeah.
Oh, right. It is January. Yeah. So what are you going to do in the off season to tune up for that? Practice drinking Tito's?
Hopefully I'm going to try and play a little golf to prepare for that because the last kind of two times I've played golf have been for events, if you will. So one went well, one not so well. So I think hopefully try and get in a little bit between now and then, but I do have a few new toys in my bag, so I think I'm trying to work a couple of those in. I got one that I'm not so sure about, one that I'm really sure about, thanks to you.
I take a little bit of credit on that.
Yeah, you should take some.
Yeah.
You were the inspiration for that. God, that sounds embarrassing.
Yeah.
But
I would bring up the artist who sang the song "You're the Inspiration," but Lex wouldn't know it either.
No, she's
kind of like the Pavarotti thing the other day.
Yeah, but she knows the Jonas Brothers. Yeah.
I sure do.
Jesus, that's embarrassing.
I grew up with them.
All right, I like this. So you're going to work on playing a little more.
Yep.
And debating the set makeup. How about you?
Me. Yeah. I'm going to play quite a few rounds when I'm home in Arizona, which is going to be really fun. And I just got a new driver shaft. Thank you, Garrett Pond.
Yeah.
I was hitting something that I can't talk about the other day, and it had a different shaft than the one that I currently have in my driver, which is men's standard cut down half an inch, but this is a women's shaft, so
look,
it's
Specs Lex.
I know.
Oh wow.
Oh no.
Specs and Specs Lex.
And I think it's like 10 grams lighter or something like that. I don't know. It felt really great, so I'm going to try it out. I'm going to get it from Anthony Toronto today.
Oh yeah, you better do that before you get out of here for this week.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to do some wholesale changing. I'm going to be replacing my 3-wood at some point. The 3-wood is going to retire, the one that I currently have. It's kind of like Henrik said, it's served its purpose. so that's going to change. And I'm pretty convinced that I have the wrong iron shafts in, and that I'm pretty convinced that my gapping is completely fouled up with the 11 super hybrids I have in the bag. So
I'm gonna
we were talking about this when we played.
Yeah, yeah. But I played Tori with some of our customers from the UK, and it was like 40 degrees and raining and hailing, and I'm like layered up in like five layers.
You have not had the best luck with conditions.
I have not.
Last few
I was
going to
play this weekend, but now it looks like it's going to rain here. But I played with these UK guys, and one of them works kind of in the fitting world. And he said to me, he's like, you need something a little stouter. He goes, it's just something with the kick point.
Well, they don't match your wood shafts are Nothing very matches. Different from your iron shafts.
I know. The whole thing's a mess. So
you have a shaft that's called the Incredible Hulk, and then you play these weak old man iron shafts.
Correct. So I'm trying to figure out which part of the equation I need to go to.
Well, you want my opinion or
the weak old man iron shaft. but what's interesting is I have noticed that I'm getting a little flutter off the ball a little bit lately.
Flutter.
Yeah, it's knuckling a little bit on me.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to work on that.
Flutter.
Yeah,
I know, that's a new word for, yeah.
Yeah, it's what you don't want to see when you're hitting a golf ball.
No.
So I'm going to try to work on that. All right, let's each of us go through and give our favorite new thing coming to our golf bag next year. And Trevor, you're probably going to be bleeping these out.
Okay.
So Lex, you can start off on that.
I think actually, because one thing I want to do while I'm home is... bleep bleep. So I'm gonna do
bleep.
I know, but he has to bleep the couple of words that I said about what I want to test.
All right, Jason.
Well, I mean, it has to. I think I've done, but honestly, a big one for me because I played last
me
year.
Too.
Me
too. All
and
three of us.
We have some new stuff that early signs are showing some very positive results for me and my game. So I'm looking forward to that. But I think beyond the obvious easy answer, which for me would of course be, I need to work on my 3-wood.
Yeah,
situation.
Well, that's where I am. I'm pretty convinced that and get ready, Trevor. I'm going to try on Garrett's recommendation. Sorry, people at home, y'all just have to wait and hear what that is. Mm-hmm. But I was hitting another version of it out at the test center yesterday.
Two days ago. I know.
Collecting content, as you call it.
Hashtag content.
I was waiting for content to be collected. So I had an empty range, and I'm in this, and I was striping this one, but it was going so high. So the suggestion from Garrett is let's do everything that one had. I'm curious what you guys are all looking forward to replace coming in the new year. Let us know. ShipShowCallawayGolf.com. Call us 760-804-GOLF. Didn't we have some emails or phone calls?
We did, but everything was granddaddy related.
Oh, all right. I think we've covered that.
Actually.
Look, aside from two other things.
I know. I saw that.
What do you got there?
Oh, nice little key.
Nice. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
All right. We will be seeing lots of new faces here for the next couple weeks.
Will.
What does that mean for us? Lots of content. Yeah, it's been nonstop. We are shooting some content with a new tour pro tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple existing tour pros besides Maverick McNeely in here.
Yep.
And we've done some content with them. This is always a challenging time of year because you know, so many people obviously want to take some time off. And it's like, this is when all the tour pros are coming. So it's like kind of a bad time to take time off for us.
Yeah.
So we're kind of band-aiding it together. But yeah, it's been exciting. It's been busy.
Yeah, it's good though. I think, you know, people always ask like when our busy season is. And I always say like November through the end of January.
Yeah.
And that's just.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes a little further. Like, you know, really, you're right. It's November. And then I really don't think it stops till kind of after the Masters.
Yeah.
I feel like after the Masters, there's a little bit of a breath because... You know, some of the stuff, you know, just not everything, you know, comes out in January.
Right.
And then there's even when you announce things, there's different dates when things are in stores and available for customers. And
maybe I'm just
thinking. I think we're busy pretty much throughout the year. It just ebbs and flows in terms of what it is.
Yeah.
Right. So from a content collection perspective, maybe.
This
you're right,
is it.
Right. And that's kind of the key launch window for the majority of our stuff.
Right. And the West Coast swing.
Yeah,
because you're likely to have more tour pros out here during the West Coast swing. You know, once the tour goes east, we ain't seeing people.
Yeah,
But then all the LPGA folks get here because they go Phoenix and they go Kia and they go out in the desert.
And then they go desert.
So there's a little bit of that. So that's where it kind of takes me up through there. Lex, you want to talk about this Grutter event at 5
Iron? Yeah, so just wanted to mention for anyone who's on the East Coast, the Grutter girls are doing a, like, they're calling it a worldwide event, but it's four cities because there's four 5 Iron locations.
Cities are in the world.
In New York, Philly, Baltimore, and Chicago. So they have these weekend warm-ups where before their events you can go to 5 Iron and meet up and just like take some shots, have whether you're taking actual shots or like golf shots, have some food, have some drinks, and just like mingle with the people that you're going to play with. So each of the four founders are going to go to a separate city. There's going to be goodie bags and raffle prizes and maybe some Callaway stuff.
All right.
There.
And little sneak peek of something we're working on with 5 Iron Golf is that we will be the official golf ball in their fit base.
Nice.
Hitting base.
That's really good. So that's on January 10th. So if you're in any of those four cities, sign
go
up.
Go check it out. All right, let's get to a couple listener messages before we kind of wrap this up. Kevin V, what's your most memorable round of golf?
For the year?
My God. Can anyone remember any of them?
No.
My most memorable round of golf, and I'm looking for the tiny tree, but I'm pretty sure that got pilfered, was the final round of the Tiny Tree Invitational.
That was this year?
Standing on the 18th tee, there was shenanigans going on because the person who was keeping the scores was the person tied with me and didn't tell me that we were tied. And I hit a drive so far that everybody else who was, we were in the second group, because obviously your leaders play in the second group, everybody else thought that I had lost because there's like, they thought that was my punch out.
Mm.
But I hit it, it was well over 300 yards and just completely annihilated a dog leg. And then of course I ended up tying this person because I had no idea, I thought that I had two putts to win when really I had two putts to tie.
Mm.
And I would have done a completely different thing. So that was the gamesmanship that a certain individual used, but we tied with the tiny tree. So that was probably the most memorable round that people would care about, I guess.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. They're all memorable. They're like kids.
Well, I mean, my last two rounds, I got to play with each of you.
Yeah.
So it'd be super hard to pick between those two.
Yeah.
And you won both matches.
All three, actually.
Yeah.
Three.
So I'm saying, but I'm saying the partnerships you won.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can say, well, that one was better because.
Yeah. I mean, one was maybe more of an ass. One was more of an ass kicking than. Yeah.
It wasn't
quite
full JDAX, but it was close.
Yeah.
No, it had the opportunity to be, but.
Yeah.
I think the Granddaddy were my most memorable rounds of the year. Other than that, I didn't.
And let me just throw this out there. No pressure on this answer.
Yeah.
But this was an argument that we were having after the first day.
Yeah.
Who was the better Callaway partner for you? Although we weren't really partners.
We were not really full partners.
They call it
partners? You know?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. For singles matches, they call it partner.
That's an awful term. That term should never be spoken again.
That's why I had to use it.
I don't think I can say because we didn't really ham and egg it.
Okay.
You know? But
you
can't
when you're not playing.
That's what
as
I'm
a
saying.
Team.
That's right. We didn't like. We didn't.
We were
play
on
as a
the
team.
Same team, though.
We were on
and
the same team.
And we both
team.
Won.
Yeah.
I think you managed my game better. However, I played better.
Well,
the
but
first
in
day.
But in Jason's def- or in Luke's defense, he was like 11 to 13 cocktails
because
in.
How he was drinking
he supposed
for
to
me.
Manage your game? So he may have actually managed your game better because if you had to drink those cocktails, you wouldn't have been able to see the ball.
You should have seen my tee shots on both days. It was rough. Anyways.
All right. We have one more user question.
Yep.
John M.
One more.
This is not a good question. Did you see Hannah Brown's going to be on The Bachelor again? Yes. Everyone saw that.
We
don't live in a rock.
No. I didn't see that. I don't even know who Hannah Brown is.
She was the
don't
Bachelorette.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry. You know, there's some minor Callaway Bachelor news that's going to break tomorrow.
Lex?
Next?
No, she doesn't want to be on the show.
That is not true.
She hasn't tried out for the show. You gotta. If you don't try out, that means you don't want to be on it.
I said that I would have gone on this season.
Well, you didn't. You didn't even put your name in the running.
That would be great.
I know. I'm fully endorsing it. All right.
Can we?
This would have been my time, though.
Well,
Peter was my guy.
Well, so, but how do you know that? Just because of the way he looks?
No, I'm saying like so far. I'm saying like
because
so
spent,
far.
Because they spent hours and hours of watching him on television.
His family is
You've
like Cuban. you know, my family's Spanish.
And what does that have to do with anything?
A lot. It's like a bonding thing. You're like, J-Rod's Puerto Rican. Yeah. J-Rod and I get along great. I'm going to go see him in February.
Yeah, but would you want to marry him?
Exactly. What about C-Rod?
No.
C-Rod is available.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she could be A-Rod.
This gets
better. We could have A-Rod, B-Rod, C-Rod, Spec Slacks.
I have lots of people trying to set me up right now, so I just can't even. I can't.
I told you about an option I had for you. It didn't sound like a great one, but.
What?
All right, if you want to set Lex up, shipshow@calloway.com, shipshow@calloway.com. All right.
Now I'm going to get messages.
So the one thing that I wanted to, my regret for the year is I had a goal was to play golf or do some golf activity with every member of the Zoo crew.
I wasn't going to bring this up.
And due to the fact, no, I'm always going to own up to when I can't do something. Due to the fact that like we've had a little bit of turnover here.
Well, you should have had a better chance because there's a lot less of us.
Yeah, I know, but then new people came in. I don't even know if some people even play golf. Yeah. I'm going to pick a less ambitious goal for next year. But if you do have an idea for what my goal should be and the consequences, because the one thing I will say is I'm pretty good on the consequences influencing me to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those are productive in terms of work functions or non-work functions. I had no incentive on this one.
No, and every time I tried to check in, you were like, we're not talking about resolutions. No,
well, I hate New Year's resolutions. Fun fact, not a big holiday person. But
really?
If there is something you? That there is something.
So where are you going for Christmas? Tell me, I know we talked about your Thanksgiving experience.
Yes. Now, so Christmas on the 25th, I jump on a red eye on Frontier Airlines.
At night?
No.
And red eye to Orlando.
Okay.
Get into Orlando at 5 in the morning, sit on a park bench until 10, get my kids at like 10:15 and jump right back on a Southwest plane to come back to San Diego.
Are you going to live tweet from Frontier?
No, because I don't have internet on Frontier. I'll be happy if the thing just gets.
Frontier's
so
only
thing
brutal.
The only thing I'm excited about is it's Wilderness Wednesday and I'm flying Frontier.
Nice.
So that's going to be one of the all-time Wilderness
Christmas
Wednesdays.
Christmas is on Wilderness Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh.
But so that's where I'm going to be. So really, you know, think about it. That impacts your day on the 24th and the 25th because if mm-hmm. you're doing, I'm going to get no sleep, and then have to turn right around and fly right back. So it's not going to be a lot going on.
Dang.
Okay. Were you expecting anything worse?
No. And Lex, you'll be in Tucson.
I'll be in Tucson, and then I'll be in San Francisco for New Year's visiting two of my friends.
I have some big New Year's Day plans. I don't want to give them on the podcast right. yet.
So you know I have to go.
You've got good
I have a great New Year's Day plan.
You know where I have to go January 2nd
I'm
through
assuming
5th?
It's a basketball tournament with one of your kids.
It is not. It's and Orlando? No offense to my wonderful niece, but... This is way worse than any basketball tournament.
Is it a wedding?
My niece has decided to get married on January 4th.
It's my dad's birthday.
What's wrong with that?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, no.
Have you been to Omaha before?
Yes.
Omaha's great.
Well.
In January?
So then.
I've been there during basketball season, so that'd be like February.
So my kids have that third week off of school. So my wife.
Really? When do they go back?
They don't go back until... whatever it is, like the 10th.
Oh, wow. Oh, mine go back the week before.
Yeah. So one of my, literally my older son mm-hmm. who had to take his finals early, he's done until.
So it's like college break for him.
Yeah. But so my wife said originally like, oh, this will be great. You know, the kids are out of school. We can stay there longer. And it's like, what? Like it's Omaha, Nebraska in January. There's not a lot to do to begin with.
Oh, I disagree.
There's cornfields.
Downtown Omaha.
I'm with teenagers.
I understand this. Downtown Omaha has been completely rebuilt, revitalized. They built the new Rosenblatt baseball stadium. Yeah. And right between it, I think it's a Sheraton. There's one hotel that you stay at because there's the great arena. You should see if Creighton is playing a hoops game.
Okay.
And if they are, 100% go. They sell out almost every game. They have a great arena. And this hotel is kind of between the baseball stadium, which will be under snow, and the basketball arena. Just to the left of it is almost, I can't describe it as other than like an indoor big food court type thing. Kind of not unlike the windmill thing.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
great food, super casual. And what's good about having kids there is you're not bringing them into a bar.
Yeah.
You're bringing them into a food court and they can, you know,
get
they'll eat whatever animals, the heck yeah, they want. Yeah. And you guys can kind of enjoy that. But yeah, food was really, really good there. You know, pretty good place not to be a vegan.
Yeah.
JB would do real well on the keto thing there.
Yeah, you can go really you well. Can go long on the meat.
You can go long on the meat in Omaha. I think you're going to have a better time than you think.
Okay. It's not going to be
warm.
I hope
it's an inside wedding.
But of course it's an inside. You think of an outside wedding in January in Omaha.
I know people that like did weddings in the snow.
They're out of their minds.
Are they doing it at like a ski resort?
I don't know. I don't remember, but they definitely got married in the snow.
My brother's insane. Two kids are... They couldn't be doing things more opposite. Okay. They're both getting married next year.
Right.
Because January 4th is next year.
It is.
My niece is getting married in Omaha, Nebraska in January.
Yeah, we've heard.
And my nephew is getting married in October in Jamaica.
Are you going to that one?
Wow.
I don't know yet.
That's going
to
be fantastic.
That would be so amazing.
Don't bring the boys on that one.
Just I can't because they're getting married at a Sandals all-inclusive resort. 18 and over.
Go.
Definitely.
You know who deserves that? Your wife.
You know what the funniest part is? Is I told my one son that he couldn't go because it's 18 and over.
He's close to 18 at that
point. It's 4 days before. Oh. In fact, he would probably have turned 18 by the time we come home.
That's fantastic.
Man.
Yeah.
And then you'll miss your son's 18th birthday, though.
No, we would probably shorten it to be back in time.
Yeah. Or you go early. Take him down to Tijuana for that.
No comment.
I'll get Nate Carlson.
I'll be in a wedding in October in Denver.
Nice. Well, hopefully it won't be snowing outside. I'm trying to plan one for July. I should probably get back to my desk and work on that.
Or you should get back and do some work.
I've been.
He's been working a lot.
This has been a banner week for me in terms of getting work done. Like I've been leaving the house earlier and earlier and getting home later and later. This is very unlike me. It's unlike me in the summer, that's for sure.
I have the whole room to myself today. I'm so excited.
I have a pretty calm rest of... Well, I don't. But right. I'm not going to be here a lot today and tomorrow because I have to be Mr. Mom.
Oh. Bring the kids in.
Sing the Rascal Flatts song.
Well, it's only one.
Bring them in.
It's only one.
I mean, if we could have Wally the dog here, we can certainly have a Finley.
Yeah, he has a... I have to pick him up. He has his last final that goes until 12:30 today.
Okay.
I have to pick him up.
Bring him back.
And then he has a game over here
at
6 tonight. So
bring him in.
I may take him to lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the world got robbed because we could have had two Finleys on a podcast.
The world literally got robbed.
If you want to hear two Finleys on a podcast.
This would be the one I would not want to put on a podcast. Oh. This is the trouble one.
I don't know. I kind of want Vicky on the podcast. We have a lot of questions.
No. Right, you can call her. She's sitting in traffic right now in L.A. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't worry about that. All right. As long as the gingerbread cookies are all
Sorry, Trevor.
All right. Trevor, you need to get going. Everyone, jokes aside, make sure you have a wonderful, wonderful, safe holiday season. We will be back next decade.
We will.
And can I throw one thing out there?
Sure.
For all of those that may be on the committee to select the next host.
Yeah.
I think that this is a good threesome right here.
It's a pretty good group, if I say so myself.
I mean, I just saw Specs walk by. He's a very talented individual. But he already has his own kind of deal, right?
He's got something coming.
He's more in the fitting room realm, and this is about entertainment. So, you know, I think he's my biggest competitor. So, you know, I'm not above, you know, going full Tonya Harding. If
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Nothing says kindness like the holiday season. So, on that note, we will be back in January on The Ship Show.
What a mess.